that they'll match Byron Maxwell with Julio Jones?
I really don't know. To me, it doesn't really matter. They got a lot of corners. They can move guys around. They have ways to help out their corners. So even when they're not, they can double them with safeties. So, you'd always hope Julio can be in some one-on-one situations. But regardless of who's on him, you always expect him to have some help.
What did you see when you were breaking down film of Julio last year compared to 2013 without Tony Gonzalez? He was taking on, I would think, a lot more double teams and getting chipped a good bit more. Was that the case? And if so, did you see him really maturing as a guy?
I couldn't answer that totally for sure. I haven't spent a ton of time studying that difference, but I could definitely guess pretty well that when when you got a guy like Tony out there, it's hard to always double Julio. So I could imagine that Julio got less of it. But, my goal is that you want Julio to get double coverage. You want him to get double coverage so he gets a lot of guys other very good matchups. And when that happens, we got to count on people to come through, whether it's Roddy, whether it's Hank, Devin, whether it's Tammy, whether it's Free, someone out of the backfield. But when people get doubled, it's usually a pretty good thing because it's tough to blitz and it's tough to cover the other guys. And when those other guys make them pay, then you open Julio back up.
Can you talk about what you've seen and have dissected from the preseason on your red zone offense and some of the things that you like? And I know you don't want to give away strategy or anything like that. What were some of the things that you liked about it in the preseason?
About ours?
Yeah.
Preseason, I'm really, to tell you the truth, I'm just glad the preseason's over. it's very tough on coaches in the preseason because you want to look good, and which means you got to run some good plays and stuff, but you also don't want to show anything either. So there's a very fine line that I don't put too much stock into the preseason. It's more about our practices and everything and the things we've been doing in practice and how we've executed them. And I've been happy with our guys. We mixed a bunch of guys in there, and I think we've gotten better each week and feel we're a lot farther now than we were when we got here in OTAs. And I really hope we're a lot farther at the end of the year than we are right now.
Who's your short yardage back?
I don't know that yet. It could be any of them. I feel all of them could do it. So, it's about getting yard, and I'm confident all three of our guys are getting a yard.
Are you concerned a little bit with the new front and Fletcher Cox?
Yeah, no, I mean, they do the same fronts that they've done, which is almost every front possible. So they present a lot of problems with their fronts, and Fletcher's is as good of an interior player as there is. So I've played against him a couple times, and he's a load. So no matter who's going against him, it's going to be a tough job, and we got to count for him all the time, and he's going to make some plays, but we got to make sure that we make some also.